holy shit, I can't believe that I sprained my wrist, like, 2 weeks after I started recording for GWA and masturbating more than at really any other point in my life. Oh, hell, this is an orgasmic streak that is unparalleled. And, yeah, so it's okay. It's actually not a sprained wrist. It's the, I don't remember the name of the muscles now, but the muscles that, let me go back. I think this is typing related, not masturbation related. It is the muscles that go up the forearm that control when you flex your hand back. Like, you know, stop in the name of love when your hand flexes back like that. I have done something to those muscles, so it really fucking hurts when I do that. So I'm keeping my arm now in this nice brace that I have from previous bouts of tendonitis and carpal tunnel, because I'm a person on the internet who types a lot, so those have been issues in the past. This has meant that when I saw some friends last night, two of them in particular who know about this new hobby of mine, I got to share with them the look and the laugh of the, can you fucking believe this right now? That was a lot of fun. Although I think it kind of made some other friends curious, but still thinking about what my boundaries are there. I do love being in a social circle of supportive, sex-positive people who encourage my exploration here. So I know that I'm lucky there, and that not everyone listening or not everyone recording has that same kind of support system in place. So I promise I won't squander it. Anyway, why am I rambling? I'm actually on a bit of a timetable. I have stuff to get done. So, first off, let's get me done. And I'm just gonna take righty here with this, this here. Let me make some Velcro noises for you so that you know that I, in fact, have my wrist brace on. There we go. There's three Velcro straps. Anyway, I'm gonna lie that down off to my side. Maybe I can pretend that it's being held down. That's a nice thought. And I'm gonna see how well I control my vibe with Lefty. It's just not a thing I've tried often. I suppose sometimes, like, I'll move around which hand is holding the vibrator and which hand is rubbing my nipples or something. But I imagine that what's gonna happen is that I'm gonna find that there are some different angles and different spots that I don't normally get to stimulate. I mean, I get to do them, I just never do. Maybe this forced ambidextry training is, gonna be a blessing in disguise. Fuck. Also, for various reasons, I went to bed last night soaking wet and not satisfied. In that good way of not being satisfied. And so I'm ready to come. And I have many thoughts in my head right now of scenarios and ideas. Oh, I love how GWA has given my brain a place to play. A place to just be imaginative and come up with ideas of, like that thread on GWA backstage of how to have a threesome with the, or not a threesome, but a group sex with someone, the same person at different ages. You know, how do you have, pitch the sci-fi for a scenario where you're having group sex with the same person at 20 and 30 and 40. But this gave me a different idea of a scenario of, no, maybe I don't want to share this. Maybe this is just for me until I figure it out and write it and record it. Well, I can tell you what, it would be layered Voxy audio. Multiple Voxies. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Fuck, if there was another one of me here, I'd have an extra fucking right arm. Although, let's be real, if there was another one of me here, I wouldn't just hold my vibrator for myself. That scenario. Oh. Yeah, okay, so far, lefty's not that bad. I feel like I'm, maybe straining to reach just a little bit more. Oh, but that makes me worry that I've have a, like a permanent tilt to the right from reaching down to rub myself so often. Okay, people, you see anyone in real life that kind of seems to slouch to one side or the other? Maybe it's just their dominant side and they're masturbating way too much. Or maybe the right amount. And also, my hand is starting to cramp just from the strain of holding the vibe and holding it inside of me and pressing it against me. Because, I mean, come on, if you have a vibrator that does this G-spot stimulation movement, you're gonna hold it firmly against your front walls. Fuck. So that stimulation is pressing right up against my G-spot. Oh, God. I don't remember when I didn't think I had one of those. Oh, I had no idea what pleasures awaited me in the future. That's why I won't tell people that I don't squirt. All I know is that I've never squirted before. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm just waiting for the right stimulation. Hell, maybe right now fucking myself with my left hand is gonna hit the right spot. I doubt it, but wouldn't that be interesting? Oh, it would certainly be fantastic to catch that kind of thing on tape. Tape. Recording. Oh, did I show my age there? Catch something on tape? Tell my brain some dirty things about what this immobilized arm is up to. I think I'm just gonna reach up and I'm gonna grab my bed frame, which has some wonderful grabbable points. And I'm just gonna imagine that the compression of this wrist brace is some nice tight rope work. It's just made like a sleeve along my arm and bound it up against my headboard. Which is funny because someone thinks that I need to be held in place in order to make a show for all of you. Don't they listen? Don't they know that I'm doing this because I love it? Oh, because it makes me feel so hot to know all of you out there listening wherever you are, whether you're also lying in your bed moaning, whether you're in public, tightly clenching your jaw to keep from moaning. Maybe this is the first file of mine that you've listened to and you don't know what you're in for yet. Oh yeah, this is not the best part. No, the best part is coming as soon as I'm coming. But anyway, maybe I've got this one arm bound to the bed. I'm being told to come for all of you. Being told to pleasure all these people with the sound of my voice. Just with the sound of my moans. Just with my words. Just with the sounds of the screams that I'm gonna make as soon as I come. Which is on its way, but not quite here. Oh, and I'm starting to feel the frustration of the wrong hand. Oh, I can't quite move it just right enough. There's a lot more experimentation and I mean, I'm dumb. Maybe I should just kind of tilt it off to the side here to pretend like it's coming from that angle. Oh, no, that's kind of hard to do. Oh, that's intriguing. I actually switched to an overhand grip. And, oh, that's, oh, that's better for that grinding G-spot bit. Oh, there's that moment when all of my moans suddenly drop several pitches. I go from to that grip is hard to maintain though. All of this grip is hard to maintain. Fuck. This is not my main hand. I just wanna calm. You know what? Normally, if what I do with my main hand is hold this firmly against me, but my left hand isn't as strong for that, maybe what I should do is buck my hips up and fuck myself against this vibrator. Oh, fuck. Oh, use my hips to control it, to get it to touch all the right spots. Oh, and then my hand can rest a little, my arm. Can you imagine if I sprain my other arm doing this? Recording my fucking experimental left-handed ambidextry fat. Fuck. I think if I keep doing this, if I keep using my hips to grind and fuck my vibrator, God, I think I'm gonna come soon. What if I do both? What if I switch back to this overhanded grip and I fuck myself? Oh, fuck. God. Oh, yes. Fuck, I can't do this fast enough. I just will come. Wrong-handed bullshit. God, I'm so close. close and I just want to scream. Well, now it's a challenge. Now I actually feel fucking tempted to use my right hand and reach down. Fucking pain of my wrist be damned, but no. No. I'm supposed to come for you with just my left hand. Oh, it felt nice to say that. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. Oh, God. Yes, I'm coming for you. Oh, God. Oh, you gave me a task. Oh, I have expectations and I'm gonna fulfill them. Oh, fuck. Fucking hell. This is the worst denial ever. I just wanna go home. Fuck. The teasing and the edging. Oh, I'm more sensitive than usual. So I think I'm stopping at 3. Well, unless these aftershocks turn into something bigger, but right now it just feels like dying thrusts. And jolts of extra sensitivity through my clit. Now that I know that works, and what some of the pitfalls are, well, I guess that will have to inform the various things that I record this week until my right hand is back to normal. I'm just gonna need to deny myself more. That's an idea, and I'm imagining recording a Dom audio. telling you to touch yourself with your offhand. So that I can make you wiggle and squirm and wait. Audio without direct feedback from someone really brings out my dumb side. This is interesting. At the same time as obviously gasp, my exhibitionist. Who would think I had one of those in me? I don't know, she's still in me. I may have screamed her out. But she'll come back. Well, that was successful and awesome. Yet again. Thank you, GWA.